Welcome back. You're listening to Horizons. Father Seamus O'Connell brought us a visitor recently, an expert in the area of Isaiah. So I left it to Seamus to ask the questions.
Joachim Eck, you're a professor of Old Testament at the University of Munich. You've been working with us in Maynooth and you've spent the weekend here in Kerry. You're an expert on the book of Isaiah. Could I ask you very simply, what is your favourite passage in the prophet Isaiah?
I could say there are many favourite passages of mine in Isaiah, but there is one at this time comes into my mind because it's on the one hand very beautiful and also it gives us a lot of hope. It's a passage that looks at royal person that's coming up to reign over Israel in justice and righteousness. The 11th chapter, it tells us of a shoot that comes out from the stump of Jesse.
Okay, could you read us a little bit of that?
Yes, with pleasure. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth.
This is a passage about a royal figure who will come, and it's a passage of hope. Why did the Israelites need hope at the time of Isaiah?
As this image of the stump of Jesse shows us, there has been a disaster which has destroyed the kingdom of Judah and also of North Israel.
Could you tell us a small bit about what that disaster was and when it happened?
Yes, maybe first I'd tell you who Jesse is. That was the father of David. So from him came all the kings in Jerusalem, and this kingship lasted for quite a long time. But one day the Babylonians came and destroyed Jerusalem.
What year roughly was that?
That was in 587 before Christ. We happen to know this quite precisely.
Okay. So the Babylonians came and they conquered Judah, which is the southern part of Israel.
Exactly.
And yes. Why was this such a disaster?
Because they did not only destroy Jerusalem and the temple, but they also took all the important people in Jerusalem, those who were chiefs and who had leadership and who were educated in the first place. They took all of them and exiled them, bringing them into Babylonia, which is very far away.
So in a real sense, the Babylonians not only conquered the land, but they decapitated the land. They took away all the leadership and all the promise and all the vision.
Exactly. And also, especially a king who was descendant of David, he found himself there in Babylon.
And is this then why this image of the stump of Jesse and the new king is so important?
Yes, it is, because it gives new hope. It does not say that he must be a king, although he seems to be royal. But the important thing is there will be a leader who rules in justice and righteousness.
Now, I'm a New Testament scholar, so I teach the Gospels. And this text, this promise and hope of Isaiah, becomes a very important text when people are imagining who Jesus is.
Yes, because I think when they read or heard this passage from Isaiah and then saw how Jesus healed, for example, many people who were sick and who had to live outside society, and when they saw this, they identified what Jesus was doing with this figure from
of
the
hope.
Old.
So the hope that they saw in him, they said, this is Isaiah's figure coming again.
Yes.
the image of Isaiah is an image of hope, and it was given by Isaiah at a low point in Judah's history, in the history of the Judeans. Today, the church in Ireland and the church in the West is very much at a low point. Do you think this image is also an image of hope today?
Yes, I do think so. You see, I think hope is something that needs to be nourished in the heart of the people. And so hope does not necessarily come from reasoning, from arguing, etc. But we need these images that are so powerful, and we need to open our hearts and give room to them so that out of these images we also find what's really important. And here I find justice and righteousness in the sense not of having revenge because somebody did something bad, but in the sense that the poor need someone to take care of them.
And that is both in terms of those who are financially poor,
yes,
but also those who are spiritually poor.
Yes.
A really interesting image. Joachim, thank you very much.
Most welcome.
Praying with Mary, Mother of Jesus. Mary, loving Mother of Jesus, you showed Jesus how to love when he was a little boy. Help us to be caring and loving people. Mary, loving Mother of Jesus, you listened to God and remembered God's promises. Teach us to listen and trust in God. Amen.
Thank you very much for listening to me, Mary Fagan, this morning on Horizons. Thanks to the production team, in particular, Jeff Mitchell. Just a thought for the coming week is from Sean Lyons. Mass follows directly. Till this time, next Sunday morning, have a very good week.
Thank you.